welcome to yet another episode of Tutelage, where every week we talk to known and not very known, but very successful people in their industry, the journey, the moment of triumph, and a lot more. I apologize for not being able to air any episodes from last 2 weeks because of some technical issues, but here I am today with a very interesting conversation with Piyush and his journey from zero to crores. Piyush, for taking out some time and agreeing to be my guest on my podcast Tutelage, where we talk to known and not very known but very successful people in their industry and their journey, their moment of triumph, and a lot more. So I was going through your LinkedIn profile to understand your career graphs and everything, and I understood that you worked with wealth management, Merrill Lynch, for more than a decade, and then you decided to start off something of your own. So, you know, could you tell us a little about your journey from Merrill Lynch managing the wealth for more than a decade to deciding on quitting that and starting BM English Speaking Institute in 2004?
Thank you, Priyadarshini, for inviting me as a guest in your show. It's indeed a pleasure. I come from a business family, and I always wanted to set up my own business, but for certain financial reasons I ended up doing a job. I worked with ICICI Securities, JP Morgan, and Merrill Lynch. In the journey of 14 years, I read a lot of books, and one of the major books that impacted me was Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was nurturing that thought of starting my business. And I said, you know, I observed one very important aspect in my career, that in 14 years, I grew by leaps and bounds. And not because I was technically strong, all of my colleagues were, but I used to get promotions and increments and bonuses and foreign tours and all the facilities because I had an edge of speaking English and being effective in communication. Now, I felt that I did some basic research on Wikipedia, and I realized that only 8% of Indians in 2004 speak correct English. And well, the entrepreneur in me told me that, Piyush, if you can train only 1% Indians in your rest entrepreneur life, which is 1 crore people, and I also did some basic maths, that that time generally 2,000 rupees was charged for training somebody in English. So it was a 2,000 crore market. It looked like as huge as Arabian Sea. I said, even out of this Arabian Sea, I could take some water, which is a market of 100 crores, then it'll be great. So with that thought, with that vision, with that dream, with that idea, I felt, I need to now start my entrepreneur journey. So on February the 4th, 2004, I finally ended up, I resigned, and I set up my own English Training Institute in one room at my home, which was extra, which was free. And that's how the journey started, Priyadarshini.
So, great. I understand, you know, a lot of people have this, zeal and enthusiasm and dreams, but not really everyone, go ahead and take that plunge to start it over. Great, because having an experience of 14 years into a different field and then starting over something from the scratch is commendable, is really commendable. You know, if you can talk about a little, the obstacles that you had initially, I'm sure you would have. A lot of them. Obstacles in the sense you quit your job in 2004, and how long take for you to have your first good paycheck or, first income out of your new institute?
So to answer your second question first, it took around 3.5-4 years to really get the income. When I left Merrill Lynch, little did I realize that one giant step that I was taking is I have been used to a corporate working environment, and I was getting into a pure retail business, and that also I was going to start it from the scratch. Little did I realize that things don't work exactly the same in a startup, especially in a retail startup. So initially, the response was so great that people in my society started arguing, saying that you cannot use this for commercial purpose. there were students who would ask discounts, and I had to really, I could see that there was no professionalism in the English courses that was conducted, so expectations were very, really low. So explaining potential customers the benefits of a structured course, an activity-based training program, a corporate style of learning and development activities was really tough initially. Also, what I realized is that when I'm doing a job, my one skill can help me succeed in my job. So I may be a graphic designer, I may be a architect, I may be a statistician. That can help me succeed in my job. But when I'm doing business, I need to be good at managing finances, advertising, marketing, production, or product delivery, everything I need to be really good at to be successful. Now, as it is said that we are Gujarati, so it is said that, you know, first 1,000 days in your business, you need to sit on the same chair and wait for the customers to come. So first 1,000 days were really initially tough because, of course, the response was good, but it was a vacation business. English-speaking training is a vacation business where generally
people come down only during vacations and... festival season and all that, is it?
Yeah. Housewives and students generally come mainly in the summer vacations when the schools are closed. Yeah, actually festive season, we face challenges. So it was a seasonal business. Little did I realize again that it's a seasonal business. And I was attempting to run a seasonal business for 12 months and I was attempting to do it, make it my career. So there were challenges, so we had to work very, very hard in marketing ourselves, setting up systems, convincing customers. So initially, there was a lot of struggle. I think after 3.5-4 years, I could manage to earn the same income that I was earning in Merrill Lynch. Oh. So that much time it took.
Okay, so now within 3 years, you were able to match up to the money that you were getting in Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, Pradesh.
Okay, could you tell us a little about your marketing strategies, you know, when you start up, you know, when you're starting something of your own, where all can you, you know, get into, where all, you know, make your presence felt?
So Priyadarshini, marketing for each business and each locality, marketing strategies have to be really very different, very customized. There are, I think, 200 to 300 different ways a person can market his or her own startup. Mm-hmm. From leaflets to brochures to visiting card to website to blogs to YouTube, right? It's very, very different for different businesses. Of course, if it's a retail business, then a person should look at using local resources and also look at what's really working for local businesses. So it may be a handbill or Just Dial, a local business page on Google, or handbills or banners, or, you know, on banners on rickshaws and taxis and Ola cabs and all that. So that's for local mm-hmm. business. For a national level business, of course, the marketing strategies have to be completely different. Where one has to work on branding. Yeah, I think Facebook has some excellent tools for, you know, branding.
Emotional ads, yes.
Emotional ads, yeah.
But back in 2004, did you had all these technological marketing classes with you then?
No, that time it was only handbills, local Gujarati newspaper, because this place I stay is dominated by Gujarati. So a local Gujarati newspaper, classified ads in a local Gujarati newspaper, then handbills, posters, word of mouth, and visiting some computer institutes and, you know, asking them to send students. That really helped.
Okay. So you basically wanted to start it off for your community then? For your Gujarati people and for your own community, and then, you know, it went ahead and now it is, I think you are catering to almost 40 areas in and around Mumbai now, because I was the other day I was checking your website. So what is the number of areas that you are catering to now?
Yeah, so we're catering to entire Mumbai and Thane district. Mm-hmm. And we have been in this business for 14 plus years now. Mm-hmm. And we've trained more than 3 lakh professional students, housewives, doctors, scientists, engineers, slum dwellers, fruit sellers, you know, visually challenged, physically challenged people, even some English teachers.
Okay.
And scientists. So, yeah, we cover entire Mumbai. We have 10 classrooms. We have a training set starting from 7 in the morning to 9 in the evening. And we work 365 days almost, because we work on Sundays as well. So, yeah, that's we cover entire Mumbai.
I think that is the reason that you are at number 1 in the Google ranking, is it?
No, it's not only that. But what also is there is that I worked a lot on my digital marketing strategies. So,
okay, could you tell us a little about you know, what all you did in digital marketing so that it can help the people who are looking out to start off of their own?
So in digital marketing, we need to start with a website. Hmm. And then, of course, optimize our website. And then different businesses need different strategies. So, again,
yeah,
so ours is a training business. So, we needed a YouTube channel. So, we use YouTube channel. Then advertised on Google. So, we used Google Ads. Then we used different media like Facebook, LinkedIn and all. So, we were
all
actually, almost used all the resources that are there in digital media.
And you recently started your podcast as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. So we started around 3 months back. We've crossed 5,000 downloads by now.
Oh, great. Congratulations. It's been 1.5 months or two months now?
Yeah, right. So we started with lessons on voice and accent, how to speak in an American accent, because that was one of the most popular topic among our English learners.
Okay. So talking about, you know, your journey and everything, what was your biggest obstacle or your biggest challenge, you know, during your first 5 years of starting BM English Speaking Is?
So as I said earlier, initially to set up a course which is well organized, there was no course that was existing. So I had to really get some 8-10 learning development professionals, trainers, sit together, put our thoughts together to design a course which is fully activity-based, the course books, the evaluation system, the training manuals and all. So put all that together was really a challenge. That was one. And second was marketing. Now, marketing has to evolve with the period as time goes. Okay. So marketing was really a challenge because English learning doesn't happen every all the 12 months. Generally, it happens only in the summer vacation season.
Yes.
So marketing ourselves consistently according to the changes in market was another challenge that we faced.
What was your biggest learning or the biggest lesson that you learned?
Okay, so there were a couple of learnings, Priyadarshini. One was that when you start something, you need to just start it, because one of the biggest challenge for professionals, especially coming from corporates or somebody who wants to do a very good job, is perfectionism. I think that is excellent thought that, you know, you need to do a perfect job. But at the same time, we need to be ready to make mistakes. So I learned from my guru. His name is Neeraj Shah. Mm-hmm. And he says that that sloppy success is much, much better than delayed perfection. So what I realized is that, you know, when I started English training business, I did not know anything about English training. It was just an idea thought. Of course, I had thought that what would be required, but there was nothing substantial in place. So I just started with whatever I knew and just a one-page course outline and just started developing. So one major thing that I've realized in the last 15 years is that, you know, sometimes we tend to put all our efforts in one product at one go. Rather than that, it's good to, you know, start with whatever we know, deliver the product and keep on improving consistently. So, you know, in the last 15 years, we've developed this product. We've added email drafting, business English, presentation skills. We've added role plays. We've done debates and we've added now video learning, audio learning and all that in the program. So consistently evolving is much better than thinking of, you know, doing the perfect job the first time. Especially for a startup or somebody who's starting a new business.
Right. I think consistency is the key. You know, being consistent with everything or whatever we are doing, that is the key with, you know, with any kind of work or any kind of business. Okay. So you, you know, you are trained from Dale Carnegie and you have done some curricula from Living also. Could you talk a little about why did you thought that you would need a certification from Dale Carnegie?
Yeah. So I completed Landmark Education's curriculum for Living. That was because I was passionate about personal development. So Landmark Education is an international company and I did it because I really liked it, participating in the programs. Now I did Dale Carnegie Train the Trainer program and also British Council's ILTS Train the Trainer program because I really wanted to learn the structured form of delivering a corporate training program. because that gave me an idea of, you know, how we can structure a program, how we can include activities, how we can conduct result-oriented programs. And of course, another aspect in training industry is that you need some certification. You need some authorization. So these are the primary two reasons I did these programs.
So, while you say that, you know, certifications are important, do you think your experiences can add, add more value, or your certifications can add more value?
So you can say experience is for, delivering training, certification is for marketing.
Okay, yeah. So what is that which keeps you moving daily, every day? What inspires you to do everything that you do on a daily basis?
Priyadarshini, we do monthly meetings, and we've been doing it for years now. When we do monthly meetings at each training center, mm-hmm. we get to hear some breakthrough success stories of our students. Recently, a fresher from Bihar who came to Mumbai, did a course, got a job in TCS. There was a visually challenged person who became a trainer in an organization after mm-hmm. learning to speak English. Somebody has gone abroad, which was his dream, and who was rejected in a lot of interviews, visa interviews. Okay. Now these success stories really inspire me and my entire team mm-hmm. to work on training students and English learners.
I think yes, that, you're right. You know, when we have even a little thing, you know, people coming back and saying you have done a good job or this has helped me, that keeps you going. So yeah, right. Your monthly meetings helps you to keep going.
Yeah, monthly meetings and the success that our English learners receive, the tangible success stories that we keep on listening month after month, that really keeps us going.
Okay. So I have this very interesting question, okay? If you were to start this success journey all over again, okay?
Yeah.
So 2014 to 2018 is another 14 years now. So
right.
If you have to start it all over again, what are those things that you would have done differently now?
Yeah, if I had to do it today, I would have started an online training course itself, or started with an app itself, because nowadays the mobile penetration levels are extremely high and people are enjoying learning through using technology. So today, if I would have done, I would have started an online course or trained people using a mobile app.
Great. Yeah, I think, yes, half of our time goes in mobile, half of time goes in, we spend in our YouTube. So most of your thing has to be online these days.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Piyush, can you talk a little bit about your book, Get Your Dream Job? How did you get the thought of writing a book to how, you managed to be one of the Amazon's bestseller now?
One of the thought I always had that I had a dream to write publish my own book. A lot of our English learners who had passed out our courses and liked our training had told us that, please publish a book so that we can send it to our relatives who are staying not in Mumbai, who are far away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what topic should I choose? So I browsed through my YouTube channel. A YouTube channel has 90 lakh views, out of which 50 lakh views are for interview videos, right? So I thought, okay, then interview is something that is very much needed. And I also realized that, yes, when people face interviews, they realize that English is a problem. So first of all, I should document all my experiences of, how to clear an interview. Then ask my mentor as well, what should I write? What should be the title of such a book?
Mm-hmm.
So then
mm-hmm.
he said, okay, get your dream job, how to get your dream job. So that was the title. And yes, publishing a book itself is an excellent experience, because publishing a book helps you establish yourself as an authority in the market. That was one. And it took a lot of efforts to publish a book in addition to running a business of English training centers in Mumbai. So yeah, but it took around 6 months, and it was one of the best experiences. And then of course, it gives me joy to say that we are listed. We are one of the best sellers in Amazon in a certain category. So it was great fun.
All right, great. I think, there are a lot of people who want to, write a book, but then that hesitancy of, where to start, what will be the name of the book, which genre should we go to, is a lot of, other questions which doesn't let one go ahead and start writing it.
Yeah, so again, the success formula is just sloppy started. Success is much better than delayed perfection. So you need to just start from somewhere, keep writing, and then publish it like that.
Okay. You can tell us a bit about where all can we find you in the internet.
Search for Best English Speaking Institutes in Mumbai. Our website www.bmconsultantsindia.com will be ranked number one. So there you can find. Otherwise, I'm there on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, okay. YouTube, our channel name. YouTube channel name is BM English SPKG.
Right. One important question I should have asked you, you know, in the starting, but then it's never too late. What is the significance of BM?
Yeah, it is my late father's name. His name is Bhupendra Mauji.
Okay.
So when I started, it was just a gut feeling. You know, somebody asked me, okay, what's your company name? So I just said BM English Speaking.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it is. Okay. And again, that inspires me to keep moving.
Okay. So before we leave, you know, anything that you want to, you know, share with our listeners that we have not yet discussed, or anything that you would want to just say before we, you know, end the talk.
Yeah. So if a startup founder is listening, or somebody who aspires to start a new business is listening, I would like to say that, you know, take an idea, make a plan, and stick to the plan for first 1,000 days, come what may. So that's the message I would like to give.
I think I had a wonderful, you know, talking with you, understanding your first step to now making a 5 crore is what I heard. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, thank you so much, Piyush, for sharing your journey with us. And yeah, all the very best. And we look forward to see BM in, you know, every click of ours in Google.
Yeah. Thank you, Priyadarshini, and all the best to you for your shows and all future shows.
Thank you so much for your, you know, dose of inspiration, where you say your sloppy success is
much better than
delayed success, is it? Yeah. All right. So this was Piyush Jain, who started his journey from zero, and now the estimated figure that he earns is around 5 crore. And the thing that he believes is, sloppy success is better than delayed success. And that is my learning from this episode. Let me know what is your learning from this. For joining me today and every Monday on Tutelage Podcast. I would love you to subscribe and share this episode with your friends, family and loved ones. And also write it to me about what is your takeaway from this episode on my Insta and Facebook at Priyadarshini Bari. You can find all the details in the show notes as well. And yes, do rate and review it too. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.